Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, good morning. Cold. That's the weather today. That's in the Common Sense Club listening area. Anyway, it's just cold, man. It's like 4 below outside. Wind chill at 21 below. Northwest wind at 10 miles an hour. Looking for a high of 5 today. You got a wind chill advisory till noon. So make sure you're adequately and appropriately dressed. I had to remind the kids a couple of times this morning, hey man, throw a scarf on, throw a hat on, put some fleece on, you know, zip it up, that sort of thing. So, a wind chill advisory until noon today. A wind chill 21 below. Out in Tioga, Ray Stanley area, 9 below today. Wind chill at 30 below zero. North wind at 13 miles an hour. And you guys and gals out there are also looking for a high today of 5. You have a wind chill advisory till about noon, so it's about the same. Now, someone sent me this awesome picture, and I just want to, because it's funny, and it's a good way to start the morning, I guess. They say Congress is like two drunks arguing the bar bill on the Titanic. I so agree with that. I mean, we're arguing about pennies, man, and this whole thing is going down. We're going off a cliff, and, you know, and don't get me started on our leadership or our lack thereof. I posted yesterday, you know, a little song and dance, a little ditty. And we're going to talk about this with Ellen Ratner, Blankita Cullum, and in the, later segments of the show. I said, just wait until we have the House. Just wait until we have the House and the Senate. Just wait until we have the House, the Senate, and the White House. Just stop me if you've heard this one before. Tons of folks are like, I mean, the feedback is nuts. And I'm not going to get too far into the weeds in this segment on it, but think about this. The House conceded the immigration fight. It passed the quote-unquote clean DHS bill with 75 GOP votes. So whenever 66% of House Republicans and 57% of Senate Republicans oppose the leadership, and that's what happened, they oppose the leadership's effort to fund executive amnesty. And I should put leadership in air quotes. I really should. Because I think it's time for new leadership, man. Whenever you have a majority in both, a majority of House Republicans and a majority of the Senate Republicans opposing this thing, I think it's time for new leadership. Want to just pick your brain on that later on in the show. It cooks my noodle, man. You got the folks out here saying, this is what we want. We're voting in people to give us what we want. And then you got the majority of those folks that are elected by the folks that say, this is what we want. Say, hey, this is what our constituents want. And yada, yada, yada. The leadership says, nuts to that. This is what Obama wants. So we're going to do that. Excuse me? The phrase comes to mind by one of my awesome listeners, and he tells me this all the time. The Republican Party, it's just I forget exactly how he phrases it, but it's just another branch of the Democrat. The Republican Party is the Democratic wing of the Democrat Party. And maybe you could send me that. I know you're listening, and if you are, you know, send me that little phrase that you. But that's what it would seem. It would seem like Boehner is the orange cousin of you know, they're in there yucking it up, you know, hey, this is what I need. Yeah, I'm going to get a little pushback on that. And Brock just says, you know, do what you got to do. But you can pretend that this is, you know, a hard decision and give it a little pushback. But one thing I want you to do is get those loud Tea Party folks, those right wingers, get them under control. We need to do something to demonize them. But in the end, you know, it's going to happen. And Boehner says, yeah, you know, I know. So there you go. That's just my 2 cent word. I'd love to get your opinion. Tons of feedback on that. We'll discuss that later in the show. Couple of things that we're going to dig into today with Blankita Cullum and Ellen Ratner in the very next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about the Netanyahu speech. I mean, wow. We need a BB. Seriously. And not just, you know, running our country. We need a BB and, you know, representing Republicans. I don't think we have one. I don't think we have the leadership. I mean, did you listen to that speech? Did you see the man? I think it was pretty awesome. And whoever that is calling me, you know I got a show this morning. I mean, my goodness. Come on now. Anyway, I sit and I watch him. And then I see all of Obama's little minions coming out and giving the guy homogena, you know, for coming out and basically showing pride in his country and basically telling the world what a grave, grave consequence it would be for Iran to have nuclear weapons or nuclear capabilities. I don't see anything wrong with that. But you had the little minions out there, you know, screaming and pulling their hair out. And, oh, my God, it's political. He's politicizing. I heard some of Pinhead saying that, you know, the fact that he says never again and he kind of goes back into history. And so, I mean, if you're Israel, you're reading your tea leaves. You got history on your side. You're this tiny, tiny country surrounded by folks that want to wipe you off the map. And it's not just a sentiment that they keep under their sleeve. They say this stuff publicly in speeches, in the media. They write it on the sides of their missiles. I mean, it's not a secret that these people loathe your existence. So BB goes to any flat platform that he can, and he's like, hey, man, these folks are actively working towards the ending of our existence on the planet, and nobody seems to be listening. And then you got folks out there, you know, he's politicizing the matter. Are you kidding me? It's a life and death thing for him. I wish we had his strength of character in our leadership. Anyway, but I digress. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. We're also going to talk about the Petraeus thing. And I also want to touch on with them, don't know if I'll have time, on the Hillary Clinton email controversy. I think that's a pretty big deal, in my humble opinion. We'll see if we have time to dig into that. Also have Tony Garrig, a Fargo City Commission candidate. We're going to talk a little bit about whether or not, I mean, what is his belief when it comes to you having property on your own property and the Fargo City Commission says, not so fast, you know. They're like a bunch of wise guys up there, man. You can have your property only if you do it with these conditions. How does freedom work in these people's minds, man, which is why I believe we need, oh, good gravy, do we need conservative voices on the Fargo City Commission. We absolutely do, because their version of freedom, it ain't my version of freedom, man, and it's not conservatives or liberty-minded folks. It's not their version of freedom either. So you got a tiny little amount of folks that may or may not keep up their property. So you do this whole citywide blanket ordinance that, you know, basically targets good, decent homeowners. And I've seen some of the trailers. Some of them are covered. Some of them, I mean, they're not eyesores. They don't bring down property value or whatever. There's a guy right up the street from me with a trailer parked on his front lawn. It's a covered trailer, you know, and I think he has snowmobiles or four-wheelers or something like that in it. Not an eyesore at all. It's a nice, actually, it's a pretty nice trailer. He would be breaking the law, leaving his trailer there. He could wake up one morning and the thing could be gone. And from what I could understand, you know, he could come on his property, take his property, because now he is breaking the law. Exercising his freedom with his property is now breaking the law. So we're going to talk to Tony about that. I also want to talk to him a little bit about raised bike lanes. How do you feel about that? Elevated bike lanes. What are your thoughts about the proposed elevated bike lanes in Fargo? I think that's a good expenditure for our tax dollars. That and more coming up on the Common Sense Club today. 855-200-1776, extension 2, to live on air into the conversation. Stay tuned for Ellen Ratner, Blankita Cullum, coming up right after this.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the miracle chair. Many of them have purchased the miracle chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the miracle chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these miracle chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So I knew my friend was listening, and his phrase that I was attempting to recall is the Republican branch of the Democrat Party. Whenever he would call in, he would always use that that tagline, and I'd just be like, "Wow, the Republican branch of the Democrat Party." But it seems that way, especially with the leadership. I need a little help trying to figure this out. Ellen Ratner, Blanky the Column, can you help me figure out why the majority of the Republicans in the House and in the Senate both disagreed with the leadership's position on this clean, quote-unquote, bill, yet the leadership whipped up enough votes to, you know, give Obama what he wants. So how does that work? How does that work, Ellen?
Did we lose her? And I remember so. Nancy Pelosi telling me that, listen, we have to govern. Well, they didn't govern, and look what happened. So you can't have government shutdowns. You just can't.
Well, they just didn't plan the bill right. That's what was yesterday. What I was talking with a lot of people who I have a great deal of respect for them, who've been around D.C. for a very long time, said what is lacking right now in the leadership, especially when they have control of the House, is that they don't have a really good strategic team to be able to craft some sort of a bill or a negotiation that would work without shutting the government down. There's a lot of ways that they could have implemented this, and they just didn't. So it's disappointing. I think a lot of people are very disappointed with John Boehner's leadership as Speaker.
Yeah, whenever I say leadership, when I'm speaking about John Boehner, it's always in air quotes. And again, 68% of House Republicans and 57% of Senate Republicans oppose this effort to fund executive amnesty. And and one of my social media posts, I said, I think it's time for new leadership. I think Ellen probably wouldn't agree with me, but Blanquita, what do you think? Do you think we need new leadership here?
Oh, I do. I really do. I think right now we've got a lot of issues that are affecting the future of the way we operate the country. I mean, and I'm very concerned about Boehner's leadership, and I think we need to look at who's the whip. We need to look who's the majority leader. We need to look at the entire leadership team from the Republican point of view and just clean it out and fix it and make it better.
Yeah, it's like a bad episode of House of Cards. I'm a fan, huge fan of House of Cards. But, you know, I'm looking and I'm like, yeah, Frank. And Frank is in there doing something. I mean, it's just nuts.
Oh, I'd rather have Frank in there. I think Frank was, and Frank was the whip. And if you watch House of Cards from the beginning.
Yeah.
The whip is an important person. The whip is the important person on both sides of the Congress, in the House and the Senate. Right, Ellen?
Well, yes, but, you know, frankly, is the American people in 2016 going to say, just throw the bums out? They've done that before.
Yeah, they may. And the thing of it is, right now, when you're looking at what's going on, I think at least the Republican side of the aisle has at least a variety of people to select as a candidate. But with a lot of things happening right now to undermine Hillary Clinton, and mostly by her own hand, I'm looking to the Democratic side of the aisle, and other than Elizabeth Warren, I don't see anybody else. And I'm not sure Warren can pull it off.
And I want to touch on, definitely talk about Hillary Clinton in just a second, but I think you said a mouthful there, Ellen. If we're going to, you said that we should vote the bums out. We thought we did that. I thought that's what this whole landslide election win for the Republicans was all about, you know, changing up the dynamics and the paradigms in Washington and getting folks that closely represented the folks out here, you know, to represent us in Washington. And apparently that's just not the case when it comes to leadership. So, and now I want to talk about Hillary. How big a deal, and I'm going to throw this to Ellen first, how big a deal is this email scandal, in your opinion?
Well, if Hillary Clinton can make the case that Colin Powell, and that was before the new rules were passed, that she did the exact same thing that he did, she can stand on it strongly. Now, it is true, and according to even our own Victoria's News notes, that the press secretary, Josh Earnest, threw her under the bus a bit today. But, you know, she's a comeback woman, and let's see how she handles it.
This is a lot to come back from,
though. It's a little different when you see what happened with Petraeus. Petraeus had to admit guilt by letting someone see his computer, his girlfriend see his computer. And what she saw is she had a top secret clearance. She had all the appropriate clearances, okay? Who saw Hillary Clinton's computer? What did she keep on her computer when she left the State Department? How high of top secret documentation did she have on her personal computer? You're not supposed to be able to use the fax machine at the State Department or any government entity that is for personal business. Does she have a conflict of interest there? Since she didn't have we don't know whether the computer system was encrypted. We don't know what she let the State Department know that she had. And frankly, if she did that kind of business on her computer at the State Department, that's all our business. That's all everything she's got on there. We have a right to be able to see it.
And I agree. And to your point about, who has seen this, how high is the clearance level and all of that, but does anyone know who Eric Holcomb is? Have you ever heard that name? That name does not appear in public records. It doesn't appear on campaign contribution records or internet background searches. But this is the guy who set up this account and helped her maintain this private email server. This guy, Eric Holcomb, is the guy that set all that in motion. He's also associated with a separate email server at presidentclinton.com and a non-functioning website, wjcoffice.com. So, and it's all linked to that same resident.
You can't mix your business, private business.
Yeah.
With your business of the government. That's against the law.
And we have a right to be able to see whatever communications. I mean, we don't know. I heard one story.
Let me be specific. I had a colleague who was a Senate-confirmed governor who was accused of doing his own business and was, who lost his career. Okay, now we go through the same process of confirmation. Clearly, the State Department is of her level much higher. But she actually sat on our board. She's an ex officio. And the fact of the matter, when you go through that high level of clearance, you know you are briefed. You sign a document every year. The general counsel makes you sign that document. She cannot say she did not know.
Wow. And I definitely wanted to get into the Netanyahu speech, and we're going to have to save that for tomorrow. Would love to get Ellen's opinion on that, and would love to get yours also, Blankita. So let's save that for tomorrow. Thanks for coming on the Common Sense Club. We will see you bright and early tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. Common Sense Club, Tony Garrick in studio. Take your phone calls, your questions, and your comments right after this.
I want my pillow to be your pillow. Hi, friends, it's Scott Hinnon. You've heard me talk about my pillow, and I do love it. I'm getting a great night's sleep that goes with me everywhere, but I've heard from folks who had migraines, insomnia, snoring, neck pain, restless leg syndrome, TMJ, sleep apnea, all kinds of different allergies and asthma, and they say, you know what, this has really helped. It does help. Go to the website, mypillow.com, and find out more about how, if you have any of those things I mentioned, this pillow can help you. That's what it's here for. And by the way, it comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee, so there's no risk to just trying it. And we have a great deal right now. The original classic pillow is 2-for-1 because we're celebrating. MyPillow has the designation of the National Sleep Foundation official pillow. So get the 2-for-1 deal. That's a 50% savings when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, the promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, and tell them Scott sent you.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Oh, man, oh, man. So, welcome back to the Common Sense Club. Before we were speaking with Ellen Radner Blanky to call him about our lack of leadership in the Republican Party, I was talking about elevated bike lanes and city ordinances that said, hey, you can't put your property on your property. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just has to be scratching my head. And I continue to say that the folks that are, you know, that hold the power, hold the keys to our liberty, don't have the same definition of liberty that I have. And I would suspect that most of us have. So I brought in a expert on the constitutional, conservative way of thinking, I would say, Tony Garrick. And he's running for Fargo City Commission. Just want to get his take on a couple of the issues that I've seen coming out of the Fargo City Commission. So welcome to the Common Sense Club, Tony.
Thanks, Leon. Thanks for sending me a text and come on. An expert, I like that. Starting all right.
No, oh, yeah, man.
Now I'll treat you well. This is good.
Good deal, good deal. That's always great. Let's start with this city ordinance. I want to start there. What is your I've heard all the arguments, you know, bringing my property value down. I'm oil leaking through cracks, and I mean, just all sorts of things. What is your view? What is your take on this Fargo City ordinance that says you can't put a trailer on your front lawn on your property?
So when this ordinance came out, I was aware of it last month during the meetings. It was on the consent agenda, so they just basically voted on it without voting on it in public. And then last week, or this week, I guess earlier, they voted it to go forward, and now it is law in the city of Fargo. So what I did was I took a picture of my neighbor who's like 8 doors down from me, and he's got a really nice 20-foot trailer tucked underneath his garage on the side of his house. And I just put a message on my Facebook saying, this guy is now a criminal.
Yep.
This is now illegal for him to do this, and what a bad person for using his property the way he wants to use his property.
He's a criminal.
A criminal, yep. So I got a lot of responses on this, so I've had a lot of time to think about what this ordinance is all about. My two cents is yes, once you own that property, you should be able to utilize that property as you see fit, as long as it doesn't bother anyone else. And I shouldn't say bother anyone else, affect someone else directly.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, there's already an avenue for you to address these situations before this law was put into place. If you can prove that your neighbor's mess, as you perceive it, on their front yard or backyard or anywhere else in their yard is affecting your home value, you can take them to small claims court. This is already on the book. It's been there forever.
Yeah, don't we have laws that, like eyesore laws?
Sure.
You know, don't we already have laws like that on the book?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So this is just one more, you know, layer to our bureaucracy where someone can make, whether it's a legitimate complaint or not a legitimate complaint, you'll end up getting someone on your front steps with a summons or with a fine saying clean it up or get it out. Now, there's people out there that will argue that say that, well, this will make our city look better, and this is a good thing for our city because of that. The vast majority of Fargo residents take pride in their homes, and as you drive around neighborhoods, you can see that, and it's not something that you need to take a poll on. You can simply drive in your neighborhood or anyone else's neighborhood and see that the majority of Fargo residents take great pride in their homes. And so this ordinance isn't fixing anything. It's a very specific and pointed law that has brought applications for thousands of people in the city of Fargo who will put a trailer inside their house or their four-wheeler, or they'll park their skidoo out there for the winter when they're not using it in the summer. So I don't see a need for it. I think it is an overreach. And I wish, you know, the Fargo voters, you know, push back on this and write their city commissioners.
I was going to ask, you know, what is our recourse? I mean, as far as I know, we don't have an Article 5 for the Fargo City Commission. Right. So what is our recourse for something like this?
You can go to the meetings. I would encourage that. No one.
Yeah, but what is that going to accomplish?
Right.
I've been to a couple meetings and voiced my concerns.
I hear what you're saying, but so, there's so little attendance to these meetings that if two or three people or five or ten, if 10 people showed up, that would be like, we got a problem here. If you all want to speak in front of the commission because of this, they would listen and they would look into this.
I just need to organize a sit-in.
Yeah, no, that goes so far. But yeah, I mean, just because anyone can speak in front of the commission. You don't have to be anyone special. That's how I got started. I was just, you know, a regular guy who was upset about a certain few things in the city of Fargo, and I wanted to talk to him about it, specifically in my neighborhood.
Right.
So anyone can do that. Now, if you don't want to go speak in front of the commission, write them emails. Give them phone calls. They all have phone numbers on their website. But let them know that you're not happy about this. Otherwise, it will continue. It will go further.
Yeah.
So I encourage people very much to do those things. And contact me as well. You know, these are the kind of issues that I like to take forward and say I'm a different candidate.
Yeah.
Everyone that you currently have right now supports these kinds of ordinances. I'm a different candidate for that. And I would not support this thing. And one last point I'll make is this ordinance also says that if you put a slab of concrete down next to your house or on your front yard, you can put that trailer or that skidoo or whatever you're putting on there back where you had it.
What?
Exactly. So the argument that this will beautify Fargo doesn't hold water, because if I pay $3,000 for a slab of concrete, I can put it right back where it was.
Wow.
So it doesn't hold water. It doesn't make sense to me that they do this. It's basically a big fine, you know, to say you have to put $3,000 down. You know, okay, some people argue that will increase your property value. I don't see it. I don't think that if a slab of concrete is there, you're going to all of a sudden increase your property value. You may a little bit. But, you know, this isn't a beautification thing. This is more of a green initiative. They put this forward
because they
were afraid of your snowmobile leaking oil into your grass and into the groundwater, so on and so forth. I mean, come on. I don't buy that one.
I don't either.
I don't buy one bit. And the majority of people have, like, say, a trailer next to their house. And I know of a couple of people in my family. They have a small trailer sitting next to their house. What is that hurting? No one has complained in the vast majority of these situations. So it's a lazy way to go forward. It's a broad application of this law that could be placed. And it's just a way for them to get more into your business.
And I see people who are proponents of this city ordinance, and they say things like, you know, if someone's eyesore bringing my property value down, blah, 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 this and that. So what I get out of that is if I'm in a neighborhood and, you know, I'm a Southern boy, right, and I have a trailer out there and I got like a big Lynyrd Skynyrd mural on my trailer. And someone finds that offensive, you know, I could be fined. Or do they have the authority to remove my trailer?
I wonder if you don't pay your fine. I mean,
yeah.
What are they going to do? They have to have some sort of recourse. You know, so that's highly possible, highly probable. You know, in this whole notion of eyesore, that is so subjective that you can't legislate it. You can't make a law for it. My neighbor, and I hope he's listening, and he's a nice guy. But he has a...
Don't out him, man.
He has a burnt orange house. It's not my favorite color. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I can say, and whenever people come to my house, they say, your neighbor has a burnt orange house. I'm like, I know, I live here, you know? So is that bringing down my property value? Do people notice that? Whatever. I mean, you can't legislate those type of things.
Right.
And if they want to have a trailer next to their house, as long as it's not 8 Fords sitting on blocks outside their front yard,
yep.
I mean, what business is it of mine as a neighbor for that?
Absolutely. I like the way you think, man. So let's move on. Elevated bike lanes. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? I'm a rollerblader. Can I use those elevated bike lanes? Is it going to benefit me at all?
That's a really good question. I don't know that answer. I'm going to look into that. I would assume you can.
Yeah. That was kind of tongue-in-cheek. Are we paying for this stuff is what I want to know.
Absolutely. So they're doing road projects there already. So the big selling point for this, as the commission sees it, is that this will only cost about 10% more on top of the current cost. Okay.
Okay.
Well, if it's a $5 million project, you're talking some serious cash.
Right.
So don't tell me that that's not a lot of money. It is a lot of money, especially when you extrapolate that throughout the whole city. So it's, we're doing all these road projects all over town now. We're expanding the bike lanes now. As I said, 3, 4, or 5 years ago, this would happen. It is happening. And it's 10% more here, 10% there. It's ending up to be thousands of dollars, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars for these bike lanes. And I said this 3 years ago when they were putting them on 10th Street. We were told that the project would cost $30,000. That is completely not true. That,
right.
That was a lie. Okay,
yep.
It was a lie. And they knew it. They knew that it would cost more than that. And the $30,000 didn't hold water from the beginning. The $30,000 was the price for the paint. That's all they told us it was. And that's not what's happening. They're widening roads to make this way on 10th Street, going north. They are elevating portions of the road, like in this project here. And they're doing extra work that they wouldn't otherwise be doing in order to put these bike lanes on, which is costing taxpayers money and lots of it.
Yeah.
And again, I've seen two people using bike lanes this year. I drive on 10th Street and University every day when I go to work, back and forth. I've seen two people in the winter. Good idea.
Yeah.
Good job, people. It's not safe. In the summer, I see very sparse and rare use of the bike lanes because they're either driving in the road or they're driving on the sidewalk because they don't feel safe in the bike lanes. Because in general, people do not see you. And I'll be honest, people driving cars don't use the bike lanes properly either. They will use them as turning lanes.
Yeah.
They will. But right by the old Cousin Subs, the new family fair there,
right.
On 7th Avenue North. People use that as a third lane, and it's not a third lane anymore. You know, we're all used to it being a third lane, but it's not anymore.
Yeah, and I noticed that, too. We're, like, tinkering with directions of different streets, and folks that are used to driving one way, you can find yourself in a sticky situation now.
Extremely.
And it's all because of these bike lanes,
And another thing, they're taking away lanes of traffic.
Yeah.
Entire lanes of traffic to put a bike lane on.
So we're just going to throw some paint down. It ain't going to cost a whole lot. Nobody's going to be affected by this. It's a good thing for the community. And there you go. You know what I'm saying? To me, it doesn't add up. They're nickeling and diming us, in my humble opinion. So tell us what you got going on. You have your hat in the ring for Fargo City Commission.
Absolutely.
Tell the folks why they need to vote for Tony Garrick.
I'm going to be a different voice in the City Commission. I'm going to be a voice that you don't currently have. No one is challenging these projects. No one is making a stink about it.
Right.
And not only am I going to make a stink about it, I'm going to ask the hard questions and say, is this the role of local government to do these things? Is it the role of local government to get into the property owner's business and tell them how they can operate when there's already laws on the books? There's already recourse through the court process of getting this done. Things like the convention center or City Hall. I'm the only candidate right now who is bringing up this issue that City Hall was an $8 to $12 million project 2 years ago. It is now a $30 million project.
Wait a minute. $8 to $12 million.
Yeah, you can look
that is one heck of a jump, man.
Yeah, and it was from September of a year and a half ago. So if you can look up in the Fargo Forum, they're talking about how we need a new building. To revamp the old one will be $6 million. To get the new one will be $8 to $12. So, of course, people were like, let's just get a new one. It's hardly any more money. Not a big deal. Have a whole new building. It'll be nice. Great. Let's do that. I went on radio immediately and wrote out that saying it's not going to be a $12 million, first off. And second off, we need to start having a conversation about what the thing's going to look like and where it's going to be, because they cannot give you that number until they know these things. And I'm sorry to say it, I was right on the situation. It's not hard to be right. You can just add millions of dollars and you'll be right.
Right.
It's not hard to be right. We're now talking literally $30 million
in
downtown City Hall. And perhaps the most egregious thing about that is they're taking away all that riverfront property that you could put private business on. They're taking away economic development opportunities in downtown Fargo to put a big parking lot in for that City Hall. And it's a massive building.
We're going to get a nice little footpath, though.
You are. It's going to be beautiful. You can rollerblade.
I can rollerblade on that thing. That's Tony Garrick. You want to stick around, and I'll let you. I know you got a fundraiser or something coming up. So stick around. We'll be right back. More of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Geo Steering Services. It's one of the things new at NASA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NASA Consulting Services tells us about how NASA Consulting Services is now offering geo steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nested Consulting Service online at nestedconsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at nestedconsulting.com. That's nestedconsulting.com. nestedconsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's Dr. O-R-T-M-A-N.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back. welcome back. Due to radio host bloviating, Tony didn't get to give out his information. So I'm going to sit here. I'm going to sit on my hands. I'm going to let you talk, Tony. So thanks, tell man. The folks what they need to know.
I'll get it out here quick. So we have a fundraiser on March 9th at 5 p.m. Spicy Pie downtown. So people show up. You don't have to give. If you just want to show up and talk, that's fine. But, of course, donations are always appreciated. So March 9th at 5 p.m. at Spicy Pie. Please show up for that. Also, just check out TonyGehrig.com or Tony Gehrig on Facebook and learn more about the campaign. You can learn about the fundraiser there. You can ask me questions. If you email me, it's always me answering. If you give me a call, it's always me answering that phone. So 701-367-8013. The campaign has been rolling really well. People have been calling and emailing. We have 100 yard signs out already, and 12 businesses have already asked for big yard signs in front of their places. So
we have one really right well. There, man. See you right behind you there.
I see it here. So that's all I'm saying. Thank you, Leon. But I appreciate everyone coming out and supporting, and hope you can make it.
Good deal. Good
you
deal,
Leon.
So we go to Spicy Pie. Can we get something to eat?
Absolutely. Yep,
good
absolutely.
Deal.
Yep.
Good deal. When we come there, are we coming there to get signs and distribute them,
absolutely.
Doing a little walking thing?
No, we're going to do it just for this event. You can pick up yard signs. You can pick up flyers. You can pick up car magnets, that kind of thing. I'm not going to put you to work that time around, but that you'll have the opportunity to sign up to go door-to-door with me when it warms up a little bit, or to email your friends, or to have a small group gathering. All those types of things we'll talk about. I'll give a short introduction to myself. I'll ask for questions, and then we'll talk about ways to help the campaign.
Good deal. Tony Gehrig, hey, when is it? This weekend?
It's March 9th, which is Monday.
Okay.
Is that correct? Someone can correct me, I guess, on Facebook.
March 9th, yes. Join Tony Gehrig and his hearty band of Patriots at Spicy Pie. Visit his Facebook page and his campaign website. Give him a call. He gave you his number on air, man. Thanks for that. Now, in the next segment, in the very next hour, what's on your mind? We talked a little bit about this. We talked a little bit about this earlier today, me and the guys here in the studio, about the Grand Forks story. And I really want to dig into that, and Scott's going to dig into that a little more, and I'm going to stay on because, in the discussion this morning, I had one frame of mind when talking about this, thinking about this, and now I got a little more information. I think that's the problem. We don't have a lot of information, it's coming out in trickles. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that with Scott and Todd. I also want to talk about the Fargo police officer that made those Facebook comments. He actually told someone on Facebook, do us all a favor and hang yourself. And I'm like, wait, what? You can't do that. I don't know if you're familiar with the case where the teenage girl told a teenage boy, and she's actually being charged for this, for manslaughter, told him to, commit suicide. And the kid did it, and she is looking at charges right now. I don't think that that's a professional way. And I don't want to beat up on this officer too much, but that's just, it's not professional. And I definitely think he should have rethought that. I know tempers tend to flare when people are like demonizing your profession. And we do. We beat up on cops like you wouldn't believe. I mean, they catch the brunt of a lot. Even for me, they catch the brunt of a lot of us conservative / libertarian. They get it from all over the political spectrum. So I can understand a little frustration. But this, I think it was a little over the line. We're also going to talk about the shooting in the Aldrew parking lot. Kind of parse that out. See where you guys and gals are at with that. And that's on What's On Your Mind right after this show, the Common Sense Club. Tomorrow, we're going to have Rob Port on, and we're going to discuss this story further, plus a couple of blog postings that I found interesting. And if you found one of the blog postings on Say Anything Blog interesting, or you got questions or comments, just Facebook me or email me or shoot me a voicemail and say, hey, ask Rob about this. I'll be glad to do it. Currently, 10 below out in Tioga, Ray, and Williston. Think about that. Wind chills feel like 28 below. So wrap up. Told the kids this morning, you know, throw the scarf on, put the hat on. They were mad. They're kind of, you know, old. They don't think that they should, you know. But I bundle them up still, you know, that sort of thing. Fargo-Moorhead, currently 3 below. Wind chill feels like 22 below. So, again. Wrap up, be safe, and we're going to be dealing with these temperatures all the way through noon today, a wind chill advisory. So there you go. Scott and Todd, what's on your mind in just a bit. Also, Kevin Kramer will be here, I think, for the Radio Town Hall tomorrow. And I definitely, my question to him would be, and he voted no. So in my opinion, he did the right thing. When we're talking about the leadership, quote unquote, representing the Republican Party, I think Kevin Kramer did the right thing. So I want to ask him what his thought processes were when you got the Frank Underwoods of Washington trying to whip up the votes. And I know they approached him. They had to have approached him. Just want to get his take on, you know, that whole process. So stay tuned right after this. Scott, Todd, what's on your mind? Your phone calls right after this break. Stay tuned.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.